Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg is at the center of a heated political moment. He's running the investigation into former President Donald Trump and a hush money payment to an adult film actress. A grand jury in that case is expected to vote soon on whether to indict Trump. It would be the first indictment of a former president.
Now, Trump has claimed without evidence that he would be arrested today and has called for protests. And Republicans have criticized the DA's investigation as politics. Let's take a closer look now with Andrea Bernstein. She covers Donald Trump's legal matters for NPR and is a member of ProPublica's democracy team. Andrea, welcome.
Hey, great to talk to you.
You're up in New York. Any word on whether there will be an indictment, and if so, when?
No, which is not unusual because grand jury investigations are secret until they are made public, which is usually at the arraignment of the individual that is charged.
Now, many of us know the underlying story that may be at the center of this case. Donald Trump stands accused of giving a hush money payment to porn star Stephanie Clifford, also known as Stormy Daniels. In this case, what might the criminal charge be?
So we obviously don't know all the details, but we do know the Manhattan District Attorney is focusing in on whether business records were falsified in New York, which can be a felony in certain circumstances, when Donald Trump reimbursed his former attorney and executive vice president, Michael Cohen, for making a hush money payment to Stormy Daniels, a adult film actor. So just to quickly review the facts, this was after that infamous Access Hollywood case where Donald Trump was caught on tape talking about sexual assault. And Michael Cohen has said in congressional testimony that he was worried that the president couldn't take another hit involving another woman and a potentially problematic relationship. So he says he arranged to make a payment of $130,000 to Stephanie Clifford, also known as Stormy Daniels, in the waning days of the campaign to prevent her from talking about an alleged affair with Donald Trump. Donald Trump has denied that. After Cohen made the payment, Trump's company came to an agreement that they would reimburse him over the course of the next year and call it a retainer for legal services when it was clearly not a retainer and there were no legal services. So what is at issue in this investigation is whether those payments, which were made from Donald Trump's personal bank account, were made in furtherance of another crime, possibly a campaign finance violation. We don't know at this point. That's what we're expected to learn at the conclusion of this grand jury investigation.
The district attorney here, Alvin Bragg, inherited this case. He's been on the job for just over a year. When you speak to legal experts, legal analysts, is there a sense that he has a strong case here or not?
Well, there's a lot of questions about it. Obviously, there is no case in New York that has ever been, or anywhere, that's ever been brought against a former president, let alone against a former president for a reimbursement for a hush money scheme. It's a very particular set of circumstances. What we do know is that in order for it to be a felony, it has to have been done in furtherance of another crime. And what the big mystery is here is what that crime could be. Are we talking about violation of New York campaign finance laws? Are we talking about violation of federal laws? We don't know. And it's untested whether falsifying business records in furtherance of a federal crime would qualify. So a lot of legal experts have raised this. Donald Trump's legal team has raised this vociferously. And if passed as prologue, we will certainly see if that is the case, pretrial challenges in an attempt to get the case dismissed.
Andrea, on Capitol Hill, three Republican committee chairmen have asked the DA, Bragg, to testify. It seems like it's political pressure here. How is Bragg responding or even acknowledging this political pressure?
So in this case, Bragg's office said it won't be intimidated by what it is characterizing as an attempt to undermine the judicial process. And he is not going to let baseless accusations sway him. Since Bragg took office, Donald Trump has been accusing him of being engaged in a political witch hunt, of being politically motivated, and he's called Bragg, who is black, a racist prosecutor. Some of this has showed up in fundraising emails put out by the Trump campaign. Bragg has pressed forward. Under Trump, he has convicted Trump's company. Trump's company was found by a jury to have committed 17 felonies. So there is certainly on his side that a jury of Trump's peers has found that his company committed a crime. And that is itself a powerful rebuttal to the idea that the prosecution is somehow made up or politically motivated. Bragg hasn't said how he would respond to congressional requests for documents and testimony, but that would be highly unusual in an ongoing criminal case.
Andrea Bernstein covers Donald Trump's legal matters for NPR, and she's a member of ProPublica's democracy team. Andrea, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.